This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. From ho, ho, ho to whoa, whoa, whoa. In tropical locations like Hawaii, there's a Christmas tree shortage this holiday season because sellers underordered. But there's also another holiday tradition that's facing trouble this year. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, what's this other shortage you have to tell us about?
This one involves fruit. The hurricanes that battered Florida in the late summer, remember those? They really hammered the groves. And that means much higher wholesale prices on the premium citrus that gets boxed up for the gifts, like the stuff my aunt sends me every year. Some shippers are saying they've had to tack a $2 or $3 surcharge onto every order because they couldn't afford to ship the fruit otherwise. Fruit's costing 50% more than typical. One grower we talked to said sales have been down by 30%. Not everybody's willing to pay the premium.
So this is not a holiday problem. It's just the holidays when we want to buy this stuff. But this is a weather problem.
This is a weather problem. The effects are much wider than just for Christmas. Florida is expecting the smallest grapefruit crop since the Depression, its worst orange crop in 13 years. And, of course, the bad news from Florida might be some good news for Texas growers. They're a distant second when it comes to grapefruit, and they're hoping the trouble in Florida is a boom for them.
Well, Lisa, farmers, wherever they are, they have to sow and harvest according to the calendar. And I heard earlier today on Marketplace that you have someone who's trying to reconfigure the calendar. Tell me about that.
Yeah, his name is Richard Kahn Henry, and he's got some credentials. He's a physics and astronomy professor at Johns Hopkins University. But a lot of people, if you do a Google search on him, think he's a crank. He wants to rewrite the calendar so that every holiday would fall on the same day every year. He thinks it's inconvenient that it changes all the time, particularly for business. He says if you rewrote the calendar, there wouldn't be the disruption to the work week that we see now, and we'd have a more efficient way of life. A lot of people like that Christmas, for instance, falls on a Saturday this year because it makes the shopping week longer and it helps businesses that don't have to shut down for as long. It's a little bit too standardized for most people, Alex, or sacrilegious for some people, but the professor says the bonus would be a leap week every sixth or seventh year. Alex, also today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're working on a story about how the troops in Iraq are spending the holiday.
Lisa Napoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Thank you, Lisa. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.